Yeah,
yeah,
took your
time.
Took your time.
There you go.
Brother.
There you go. Check. Oh, yeah, we got a track there. It's going.
Yeah.
We are on the record now, you know, so you can, why don't you just welcome, introduce the show, James. And...
Yes. Good morning, everybody. You're tuned in this morning to the Enlightened Radio, talk radio, information radio, and in partnership with Recovery Radio. And we talk about just about everything on this podcast each morning on Thursday mornings. We have a special guest this morning. And by the way, my name is James, and I'm co-host with my host, John Case. And we have Brother, please, Lord, forgive me. What's your name again, brother? Let me say this.
Travis. Again. It's Travis Graham.
Yeah, Travis. Okay. Travis. John, you got it right. I told Travis when we first met. I said, that's a military name.
This is Geezer Radio, by the way, you know. I mean, you know.
So everybody, you know, and this radio, we have protocol, but me and John do it as we go.
Okay.
So, brother Travis, just make yourself at home. I am so interested in what you have to give us this morning, and especially starting. But let me digress. Go back, John. Can you hit us a little bit with a little bit of Jeb Moe while we get started?
Oh, Keb Moe. I know what you mean. I know the track. Yeah, all around the world. There. Okay.
I think it'll set the stage.
Okay.
What,
just chat for a second. I'll start it right up
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
No big deal.
So tell me, how was the rest of the weekend, my family?
From oh brother, man, it was excellent.
Excellent weekend, man. Go ahead.
Spent some time with the family. Worked out. Did some prayer, did some meditation. Uh-huh. I'm working on my second book, so I was working on the book as well. Mm-hmm. And overall, a really, really productive weekend. Really productive.
Great. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially holistically and results driven. I think that is how you struck me when we first met. You know, you're looking for results.
Okay, we can start anytime you want to.
Okay, anytime I want to, I'm going to start you right now.
Okay.
Yo, Travis, John and I really have a marathon ballet with language on this show, so feel free to jump right in. We cue each other up, so that's what makes you go. My mind pressure is really lively. Go ahead.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
without further ado, this is Jeff. You gotta watch his name.
We have special guests joining the band tonight.
All next up, Keb Moe. Go ahead, John.
Blues legends Keb Moe and Taj Mahal.
Yeah, what happened? We got a glitch. This is also going to be a comedy show if you like. We switch on you quite often. especially with the technical stuff.
Say
How about that? I mean, sometimes that doesn't come through Zoom that well. The audio. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It was breaking up. Yeah.
What was the music? Was the music? Yeah. What was the music breaking up?
Yes.
It doesn't break up over the air. It's Zoom. It breaks up over Zoom a little bit. And I don't know how to fix that. It just does it, you know. But over the air, it sound all the music is there, okay? Because I was listening to it on, as it's broadcasting, okay, also. Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't know how to, we just have to take that into account. You guys didn't hear it that
much.
Yeah,
well, you know, that's why we brought Travis on. To bring
so we have a little Zoom technical problem there. Yes, I don't know why that is. Yeah. I got to research it anyway. I mean, but it sounded okay over the air. Okay, so just so you know, okay, go ahead.
So, without further ado, and I don't want to take up anybody's time, Travis, hop right in and take us through a Travis moment, a Travis day. What is it that you're writing about? Who is Travis? This is the floor, the stage is yours, Travis. Go.
Awesome, man. So my name is Travis Graham Jones. I'm from the great city of East Orange, New Jersey, the south side of East Orange, New Jersey. And right now, with my focus on, I am on an epic quest of supreme greatness. And by that, I believe in living very intentional. And with my intentionality, I focus on three facets. I focus on my mind, my body, and my spirit. So for me, the most important thing about starting the day is the morning time. So in the morning time, I really am intentional about how I create the momentum for my day. The first thing that I do when I wake up is that I pray and I meditate. I listen to motivational, inspirational music, motivational audio from motivational speakers such as Inky Johnson, Eric Thomas, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins. So I feed my spirit a lot of positive, harmonious vibrations so that way I can create momentum for my day. I'm someone who loves to work out. So after I pray and meditate, I'll go work out, work out my body, burn some calories. And I love taking mindful walks. I call them mindful walks because during the walks, I'm able to really get my mind clear, get some clarity. I'm able to visualize what I want to be. I'm able to visualize the success that I want on my goals. And it helps me stay really, really, really focused. So if I could sum up Travis in a short, direct way, I would say I'm someone who is very determined. My Muslim name is Azim. It means determined. I'm someone who's determined to be great, determined to be a servant while I'm here, and determined to make a positive impact in this life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the very first paragraph of this young man's bio. And so once I can figure out how to pull it up, and we're going to talk about it during the segment of the show. Yeah, introduce us to some more. After you get the foundation under you in the morning and you're ready to go out and put a brick in place.
Yes, you know, yes.
Give me a brick.
So for me, I live by a motto, and my motto is to live every day with a brick by brick mentality. And by brick mentality, I mean that each and every day when you're working on your goal, when you're working on your vision, when you're working on your dream, you can do at least one thing to help build the foundation for you to reach those goals. So for me, I call it a brick. And each brick laid every day is you working toward that goal. I'll even take it a step further because sometimes depending where you're at, you may be in a state of depression. You may be in a state of sadness, a state of immobility where you don't even feel like getting out the bed, right? So you can take it a step further and break that brick down and turn that brick into a micro brick. And that micro brick may look like making your bed for the day. It may look like washing your clothes. It may look like spending some time connecting with a family member. So the brick by brick mentality is all about being determined and inspired to take some type of inspired action so that you can get back on your feet and really tackle and attack your goals and attack the day.
That's a really, I appreciate that, brick, and metaphorically, I'm right with you. So you got the guy, we're doing a role play thing, and I'm hitting you with questions, Travis. So we got the guy, he just listened to that. He did the first brick, he got his feet out of the bed, and he's sitting up on his bed, put in his slippers, and he just stood up because of what you said. That's the first brick. Give us two.
Two more. So the next thing I do is that I believe in the spirit of gratitude. I believe that gratitude is the foundation of creating a supreme level of abundance. So what I do each and every day is that I write out three things that I'm grateful for when I wake up. So today I wrote that I'm grateful for my ancestors. I'm grateful for my faith. I'm grateful to be alive. And then I do some I am affirmations. I am phenomenal. I am amazing. I am great. I am guided. I am positive energy. Then the next step is that when I type it out or I write it out, I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to a couple. I'll send it out to a couple family members and some loved ones, and share that positive energy with them.
Oh, these are very small, doable steps. Yeah.
Right.
Very digestible.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes I believe that the energy, because it's not tangible or touchable, we usually dismiss it. And that energy sometimes get displaced, misused, and you know, and discomfort arises, you know. So that's two bricks, man. We got this guy. And the reason my line of questioning for those who are really listening at times is that, you know, it's for me, I question about the work that I do, and I try to get answers from other sources. And I believe that's a holistic part of living and communicating with one another on this earth. So talk to me some more about Travis. What does Travis endeavor to do?
So today, today I did my morning routine, which I just talked about. I am the owner of a company called owner and CEO of a company called Rich Purpose Media. So today I'm going to be doing some traveling to meet with one of my manufacturers for the clothing line of the business. And I'm going to also be working on my second book. My first book is entitled Rich Suicide, which I give a personal account in 2021 when I went through a personal mental health crisis. And I give a synopsis of how I was able to turn my life around and redirect my energy and focus on wellness and elevation. So the second part of that, I'll be working on my second book. And the second book is all about discovering your inner riches. So I'll be using historical figures such as Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Nipsey Hussle, Allen Iverson, Albert Einstein, Bob Proctor, and the list goes on, to draw the connection of how all these great individual minds, how we can take the clues that they left and the practical steps that they took to build their greatness and apply it to our own lives to realize our inner riches.
Yeah, give us some in-depth contact information for you.
In-depth contact.
For you, because you gave us a name of the media and company and all that. So we need to put the email, the address. How can we get involved? How can we get your book?
So my book is available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. My social media is everything is Travis Graham Jones. My Instagram is Rich Purpose Media, and my email is richpurposemedia@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna put all that in the chat. What do we need, John? Let's you and I talk about.
No, I already got.
You,
I already got. I got Travis's email.
I know it, man.
I got his email, right, so I, that's okay. And, yeah, you know.
What about the media company part? Because I saw two, and I got his phone number.
If so we got the best thing.
Yeah, we got the stuff, John.
If I'm going to publish the podcast, it would be not. It would be great to have links to those sites.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you were to send, Travis, you were to send me an email with some of that info, right? And I'll make sure when the podcast is done that it's included on the webpage that goes with it.
Okay.
Links to that stuff. Okay.
Awesome. I'll send you my website as well.
Great. That'll be helpful. Great.
Hey. So, doing this little, give me about two or three seconds, John. I want to have a little meeting with you, because I want to take the opportunity to invite Travis into the family right here so we can be the first to kind of grab onto stuff. Because I think one of Travis's ingredients is to do things right now. Because when I first met him, he is the one that pushed this idea in my head to get him on the show like tomorrow morning. Because my first thought was like, oh, he's not going to come. It's too quick. But it's not.
No,
so here we go.
Well, that's
so
a great day.
Showed
up.
So the meeting is over. The meeting is over.
My mind started, rowing upstream when I heard about the bricks,
John, give Travis a little bit of bio about you and I and Enlightened Radio.
Oh, well, we've been doing. James is like, I hope he's maneuvering to get back here, sometime. But in any event, he's been very active in the recovery and addiction salvation programs, basically. I mean, and Jefferson County and Berkeley County, West Virginia. And so I met him a long time ago. And we've done radio together. And he's done radio himself up in Berkeley County on one of the commercial radio stations. I think he had a program for a while until he got thrown off, and then I got thrown off of the Shepherd University Radio by right wingers, so it just whatever, and it just anyway, then we tried to start up this radio station, I don't know, before the pandemic sometime, but it was turning out to be too expensive to without doing a whole lot of work, a whole lot more work, it was going to be tough to raise the money to do it commercially. So, but then the pandemic came and I automated a good part of this station so I could get the production done in a reasonable amount of time. And then we started it up again. And we had a couple of other radio shows, and James has helped out on in more two or three, several anyway, and it's been a learning experience for both of us, I think, and it's been a good program. Occasionally we get a lot of listeners, and then we go for a while. it's interesting how I see some of the. I was looking at the podcast the other day, and there was one we did two or three weeks ago that really got a lot of downloads. Somebody shares it and somebody liked it. And so then, it starts to get circulation, right? And yet you have to get enough momentum to kick in one of Facebook's algorithms, which will say, oh my God, two people shared it, and then of the people that they shared it, two more shared it, so now you got like a, non-linear expansion, 2, 4, 8, 16. Anyway, then Facebook starts to, recognize that, they'll start to spread it, they'll follow that. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bore you guys with tech stuff, but I was going to ask you about the brick by brick thing, though. Is that it makes a difference what you're building, though, right? I mean, ultimately. I mean, there's a brick by brick to, you could make a prison wall, you know, brick by brick, but
you can also dismantle one.
Yes, that's true. That's, although there's quicker ways these days, right? But anyway,
And that's what Martin Luther King talked about, the debilitating drug of gradualism, you know. But those are some of the things, Travis, I think that if you accept the invite on some level, you know, because the link is always, it's a recurring link. John is so faithful in what he does, and because we don't grow weary in well-doing. And we usually enjoy having good conversation. So take us some more into how we can get t-shirts and what the business side like is like on your, you know, in your arena, Travis.
Absolutely. So my infrastructure is set up through my website. Mm-hmm. It's www.richpurposemedia.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll send that link over. And on my personal website, you can order merchandise. Mm-hmm. that's shipped out to you. You can book me as a speaker. Mm-hmm. You can we can schedule one-on-one counseling. We can schedule mm-hmm. one-on-one coaching, and where I provide my services. And on the website, and also I'm working on something that's in the works that I'm really, really excited about, is that I'm working on my very own Rich Purpose affirmation cards. And these affirmation cards are going to be huge, another tool and resource that you can use to start your day in the middle of the day or at the end of the night to really get some, put some positive energy in yourself to help jumpstart you to work towards your vision.
Yeah, I use these hack your nervous system. You know, Travis, I'm gonna give John a couple if you wanna have some questions for you. But I think that's a rich menu that you just gave us, and I wanna ask a question about one particular part of it. But I'm gonna give John. Go ahead, John. You have a question.
Well, you know, I was just reminded in the brick by brick, step by step metaphor. You know, all of computer science is based on the theory that whatever can be done in life or in the universe can be done in a step by step way. that's the mathematical foundation of the entire science right there. Like an algorithm is a step by step path to some goal, right? And
yes.
So it's very interesting mm-hmm. that when the way you put it that way, it is sort of I used to work in software industry, obviously, you know, but it just reminds me of the foundations of computer science. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good, John. And Travis, because this is an information station, give us a nutrition, Travis, in your methodology, a nutrition, something that we can, how you get your day started, when you start to put the ingredients into that brick. Right.
So,
yeah, some nutrition, some good nutrition food that we need to be eating. You know, this is our Travis moment, our segment for Travis. He's gonna go ahead, brother.
So the next thing that I do is that I focus on having a rich nutrition, and what I do is I make sure I drink a bottle of water to start my day. Mm-hmm. I'll have a light breakfast. I drink about 3 to 4 times a week. I'll have a green shake where I put it'll be kale, spinach, some blueberries, some strawberries, and I'll get a nice green shake that I'll green shake that I'll have for myself. And also I will drink a protein shake as well, and then also I'll take my daily vitamins. So I take a multivitamin, I take vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, mm-hmm. And a protein shake.
Yeah. Wow.
And vitamin E as well. I take vitamin E. Vitamin E as well.
Yeah. All right. John, how great would it be if we could assemble a panel? You know, John and I know a lot of doctors and people with a lot of opinions. We do. And so this is really, really nutritious for me to be even having a conversation.
Well,
John and I usually have a good time. Go ahead, John.
Now, what about the fact that are this trend in creating synthetic foods? That I, you know, like they you got an Impossible Burger now, and you have, I think, some other impossible things that are being cooked up too, and plus, like, you know, I used to try to follow the regimen that you were doing, you know, when I was younger, and I was the protein shakes and the particular vitamins and the particular, I remember vitamin E too. I remember that too. Somehow that was supposed to be keep you from going senile earlier. I can't remember what this
did
the
it
pitch
work?
Was.
How did it work out?
Well, yeah, no, yeah, I don't know. I can still put one word in front of the other, but yeah.
But you're still going. And so, John, what a great segue for us, man. I'm gonna take this opportunity to jump right in here as co-host. What a great segue. So, Travis, John goes swimming at a particular college every morning. Early morning session. That's why we do this podcast on some level so early. I know that. So, Travis, you and I talked when we first met, and I was trying to pull up a picture of a young African American woman because we had talked about you were going to institutions speaking. Listen to this, John. Listen to this, John. So John goes swimming at Shepherd University. I was talking. I was trying to find Chiquita, Dr.
She has a hyphenated name.
Go to the college. Yeah, Bostic.
Yeah, that's right.
Chiquita
that's right. That's
Bostic.
Right. Yeah.
She's from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania. Anyway, Travis, that is one of the hookups, John, can do. I mean, and this is amazing because Shepherd University, you know, is really, it's a good program over there. John, actually, John was working for Shepherd, what is it, the communications department,
yeah,
right, John?
Right. Yeah, I taught the radio practicum.
Yeah. What do you think, Travis? Shepherd University.
What I think about Shepherd
speaking
University?
Speaking there. Speaking.
I'll have a speaking tour there. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, John, you had all the women. Remember the lady that writes the book, Bounce Back DNA? She's been on live radio. Okay.
Well, they don't do, you know.
They own Shepherd.
You would have to get somebody to sponsor it. Okay, so I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody there that would do that, okay? There's a lot of student organizations, and there's a lot of, and there's some faculty things as well, you know. So, I mean, if you had a flyer or something like that, or a brochure or something where you could say, oh, you know, why not feature this kind of discussion or this kind of, you know, presentation? That might work.
Yeah. I'll definitely, we set the date up. I'll definitely be there.
You know. And,
I was talking, good friend of mine, Robin Moses, who is the brainchild of Stevenson Moses Boxing Corporation. She does a lot of hard work. That's where Travis and I met over at family's house. And Robin said last night, she said, the way that you get something done when you're starting a business is to get your name out there. I mean, the way she put it was so profound. And I thought about Enlightened Radio, Recovery Radio, and how John and I talked about years and years of how to develop this podcast. And I think because of what I think is the reason we stick around, you know, and to do this for fun is fun when it's fun. It's fun at times, but, you know, it's time for it to be business. And So the business model for me is always kind of up front. I want to look at it. I want to get the t-shirts out there, because in West Virginia is where I actually got out into the community and start really making an impact. And there, the impact has not really been made to my satisfaction, because I've gathered a lot of resources in that area. And it's wide open for, and it's hungry for information that you have to give. I'm going to say young brother. And I believe that after we've met, I might be able to call you that, you know, because.
Yes.
You know, and so I want to do that. And Mr. Case right there is the person in my mind. John, can you give us a quick, give Travis a quick tour of, have him look at the caboose?
Well, I can't.
Can you put it up?
I can't put, can I put it up? Well, maybe.
John, you can
not
do
right
anything.
Now. Well, it would take me a minute. I don't want it.
I know. Just take your time.
I wanted to ask you guys, I wanted to ask both of you a question, yeah. though, because, and this is it okay if I ask a question about the Supreme Court? Is that okay?
Sure.
So the Supreme Court just basically outlawed affirmative action in the United States, which affects hiring and will affect hiring and admission to colleges and, you know, God knows what else, everywhere. Especially anybody involved in, you know, interstate commerce that's supervised by the federal government or, you know, has to comply with federal regulations. So, the question is really, you know, what is the net effect going to be, and how would somebody fix it? I mean, if inequality is still profound enough in the United States to justify making adjustments, you know, for the future, well, then, you know, how do you, then this decision will hurt that. If everybody thinks it's going to go along just the same as it was going to go anyway, well, I suppose that, you know, you know, I don't know what will happen, but regardless, you know, I don't. I hear people saying, "Well, let's impeach the justices on the Supreme Court that were, you know, Trump appointed or whatever." And of course, that would take both houses of Congress. You know, impeached by the House, which is currently led by Republicans, and then convicted in the Senate, which is split pretty much 50-50. That's not going to happen. You know, sometime during the Civil War, I remember Abraham Lincoln, you know, abolished habeas corpus, meaning, you know, warranted searches and arrests, because the Confederacy they had a conspiracy in Maryland, a bunch of officers, that they were going to help overthrow the government with the help of the newly announced Confederacy. So Lincoln arrested them without warrant or trial. And the Supreme Court of the United States said that he was breaking the law. He ignored them until the war was over. You know? So there's a precedent for a president saying, in the case of rebellion or, you know, invasion, you know, you can suspend the Constitution, basically, and say, well, I'm not going to enforce that order, Mr. Supreme Court. Okay, so... I don't know. What do you guys think about this? This is recent news. I haven't read the full decision. But I hear just terrible things about it. And I don't know.
And it's good. Yeah, and it's getting worse. It hasn't made me physically nervous just yet, but I'm emotionally, I know that it has a profound effect on me and my family and with my community, because of a great piece of dysregulation in people's psyche. And in answer to your question, how do you fix it? Okay, so I'm going to be this person who is being severely affected by this. And this is not political. This is it's mental. The way you fix it is pick up a gun and go and fix the problem. And it seems to be happening one person at a time. And so in answer to your question, you know, I think freedom is being abolished. Not just Roe versus Wade, not just the Supreme Court is so unbalanced. It's freedom, and it's subtle. And it's so subtle that people don't recognize it. That's why, and they don't recognize the fear in themselves. I think the fear has been turned into action, actionable fixes. And these actions seem to be starting at the bottom, the dysregulation. And, you know, I think, because you've never, in my lifetime, it's very rarely, it used to be where I saw a person, an African-American person, in the newspaper for multiple public murders. We always say, oh man, the white people crazy. Because it was doing crazy people, white people. That was the culture I came up under. Oh, you don't never see a black person, but look how subtle it is. African-American people melting down. And so that's another great segue, because there's more to Travis than meets the eye. Travis, you want to have a stab at it?
Yeah, I believe that it's overall an institutional malpractice on behalf of the Supreme Court, which what we have is a precedent now being created where I personally had the opportunity of going to and graduating from Rutgers University from a program called the Equal Opportunity Fund, which is short for EOF. I was an EOF student where kids from poverty-stricken environments had the ability to go to get higher education at great institutions in America. And now those type of programs will definitely be threatened because it's no longer going to be a priority. So when you take out the priority, it's to your point, it's a very laissez-faire systematic methodology, but it's severe when it comes to the long-term implications of what this can mean 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, where if we just allow this to just stand as it is, it will further the equity gap as well as the economic development gap in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is so severe right now. It is a wound that's being ripped open even more. And there's always seems to be time to patch it up. But when it's the great grandchildren, I'm a great grandfather now. And Travis, it is just amazing that, you know, information that is being shared. How do we disseminate this information? Because that's the severity in it, John. You know,
it is. I was remembering, yeah. You know, well, you mentioned Dr. King and, you know, I was remembering, you know, his example. You know, I think last March, middle of March, you know, there was a news story that the United Auto Workers had elected a new president who was committed to, getting back the money lost to inflation on all these frontline workers who, you know, couldn't work remote. You know, had to work long shifts. They couldn't hire people to come in, and they gave away, had no raises for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, the inflation was killing them, you know. And then, you know, also the company had a two-tier system where younger workers doing the same jobs and older worker were making, you know, half the pay, you know, it was killing the union, you know, to not have equal pay for equal work, which should be the guiding principle. And And then and other things, the whole bullshit of just years of the companies making profits and nobody and everybody else is getting poorer as the prices go up. And so they make an announcement that they're going to strike all three companies, mm-hmm. GM, Ford, and Chrysler. If they don't, that's going to be their, they're going to, they're ready to take on, that's 250,000 workers. And then about 2 weeks later, the United Parcel Workers representing, what the Teamsters is representing 323 or 25,000 truck drivers. Wow. Say the basically the same thing, but they also have one of these two-tier systems and been working people to death. I mean, you got people driving around Houston at 115 degrees with no air conditioning in the truck, and you're sitting on top of the engine, of course, in the truck, right? You know, so, and everybody's, you know, people are passing out without having a gallon of water, you know, going for a mile to mile to mile. And so you have a lot of frustration. And then all of a sudden in Chicago, President Biden announces Bidenomics, which includes this new industrial policy of, you know, high-tech manufacturing and green investments added to the already existing military budget, you know. And then he says, and he has a real love note to organized labor about how he, you know, he loves them, you know, no other you know, he loves us. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I like the, John, I like the flip. Bidenomics. I really like it. That boy takes a.
Well, hold on. I got a punchline coming up here. Hold on. You know, so then after he does that, UPS announces, one, they're going to put air conditioning in the trucks, and two, they're going to abolish the hated two-tier system in the wage system. They announced this. And so my section is that, okay, you have 750,000 people under direct contract threatening to go on strike. There are already strikes in Longshore, and I think every state federation is reporting strikes in lots of different places, okay, over the same basically kind of conditions that everybody's fed up with. And so, and then all of a sudden the president does a turnaround, you know, and makes the company settle on the union's terms. Well, see, that reminds me of Dr. King. You know, when you got a power base out there, when people get, you know, and all the other alternatives of fixing things other than hanging together in the, every way that you can, right, are go away. And then what's left is what is the only thing you can do with your power, which is to collectively, you know, say, hey, stop. You can't go this way anymore. You got to turn around. And when you do that, damn, the president of the United States turns around. I think
takes that's just, direct action.
Yeah. Takes you know, direct. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Travis, you got to, well, we're coming up on 7:36, John. Yeah. So one of the things that, I like to do it. Well, we just get back to the Supreme Court because we can't. I don't want to just gloss over that conversation. What level can we go to next, John, on that? Because that's, I think that Travis can, from what I know of reading his bio, Travis, you do a lot of work in mental health, right?
You talk about mental health a lot.
Yeah, talk to us about how you would answer John's question to a person that just ask the question about the Supreme Court and the effects that it has on this mental health.
I think it has a daunting effect on it because we are in a system where people of minority descent, blacks, Latinos, different minorities already feel a state of inferiority. I call it an inferiority complex when it comes to being able to get opportunities to make it out of poverty. So I feel like now it creates an additional institutionalized trauma where now the trauma of that ruling now playing, you know, playing back and forth into people's minds, creating a negative impact on people's ability to function. So I feel like the ramifications are huge, and we might not see the ramifications immediately, but over time, as with this verdict being put out, it is going to have a negative consequences if it's not overturned. So it'll be something else to add to the Latino experience, the Black experience, where we feel like we have mm-hmm. boulders being put on our shoulders, trapping us in poverty.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first test of this is going to be, will Biden enforce it in the federal government? Remember, the federal government is probably one of the institutions in the country that has most desired and tried to fulfill the goals of affirmative action, which is it has a diverse workforce. Okay, more so than most corporations and in the private sector, actually. So the first place to test whether this is going to happen or not is, are all people that are employed by Mr. Biden right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if he finds a workaround to avert it, enforcing it, right? Like telling all the hiring agents in the federal government, I'm sorry, you know, you have to remove all diversity considerations, probably from gender and race, by the way, if you're looking at what the Supreme Court's really saying, okay. And, you know, you're going to have to do this, or are you going to find a workaway not to do it, or are you going to defy it? So that's the two choices. That's immediate coming right up. What happens in the federal government as a result of this?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just tempted, John, to kind of segue into Clarence Thomas. But I'm not going to give him any airtime because that's for a comedy show. And this is not going to be a comedy show this morning. Clarence Thomas, we don't even talk about it. So let's pick another.
Yeah, I don't, you
let's
know.
Pick another one. That's a comedy show, John.
Look, everybody knows he did it for the money. Come on. It's just.
Travis, you feel like a comedy show? Because the brother, man, because it's time for, you know, Black people to stop pulling Black people in, man. But what else?
Ask yourself if you got a chance to be a millionaire. Okay, you know.
I
remember Woody Guthrie wrote this song one time. Said, "I don't want your million." He said somebody wrote this old working class song. I don't want your million, Mister. I just want a decent life. You know. And he said, "Well, that's bullshit." Okay. I mean, everybody. I'd like to have your millions. Absolutely. You know. So. I mean, that temptation is going to be there. And I, you know, the fact that somebody said, shit, I'm taking it, man. You know,
yeah. He doesn't have the testicular fortitude.
But look what he got for a wife. Hey. See, that woman is crazy. Okay. So,
you didn't go there, bro.
I think he's cursed. I think he cursed himself there. You know?
I told you, John, this is not a comedy this morning.
I'm sorry.
You did it anyway.
I'm sorry,
you did it
man.
Anyway.
Just, you know.
Hey, listen. So, Travis, we're going to move away from the brother on the Supreme Court. Let's get another one. Let's get another one. Because it's a few of them. How many of them is it that piled up on, you know, on the opposite side and voted this thing out? There's four of them, right? Five of them. Because the women... Everybody
it was six to three in favor of the, six to three.
Let's get one of them folks. Let's pull one of them folks out of
there. Well, there's the chief. There's Roberts. There's Alito. Oh, okay. There's, Thomas. And see,
Clarence, I told you we're not going to talk.
Well, I know, but he was part of the six. And the three were the two women, and I don't know. I can't remember who the third was.
No, when you get to his name, we're gonna call him unidentified.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember his
name. Unidentified individual.
Yeah,
right. Because we're still trying to figure out the protocol. You know, I don't think you could take anybody brother card from them. I don't know. I think we came up with that a long time ago when we was talking about people that's Oreos and, you know, we had names for.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think they, my father, who is 91, he calls it, he said, Clarence Thomas be buck jumping. And he said, grandmother said, boy, don't you be going out there buck jumping and scratching and shuffling in front of them white folks. And so I think he comes up, he came up under that, but it was kind of, it was polished up, you know, because once they let us have a butler in the White House, we came up with that one and some more African Americans that did things in tuxedos and stuff around the Capitol area and the area where progress resides.
Right.
You know, and yeah. So that is our legacy. That's what we get from the Supreme Court. We got him.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sad situation. 7:44. We're coming up on 7:44. I really appreciate Brother Travis taking the time out this morning and spending so much time. And it seems like he's spending quiet time and because most people are ready to go after spending so much time with John Case and myself. But for me, yeah. I like to talk on and on and on. John, go ahead.
It's been an honor, man.
Take us on. Take us on in, John.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Recovery Radio, which broadcasts Thursday mornings at 7 o'clock, and unless we change it for some reason. But that's what we've been trying to do. And we're on www.enlightenradio.org if you want to go see the website blog, and the player is at the top of the page. But if you're on a cell phone, sometimes it's not at the top of the page. So you can also get to us by going to player.enlightenradio.org. And we're usually broadcasting 24/7, except for certain maintenance moments that do take place. But and we are, and also we podcast these shows. I get them up almost the same day now. And you can get to those at podcast.enlightenradio.org. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Travis, for coming in. And, you know, that was a good conversation. And, you know, it's get some more of that. I'd like to have more conversations like this. Get people. Turns out people a lot of people are well informed about what's going on, and better than I think. Some of the leadership thinks.
Get that information out there. Yeah, I want everybody to be on the lookout for Shakur Stevenson's fights, soon to come. You know, just follow on this boxing. Shakur Stevenson Moses, Boxing for Life Corporation. Wally Moses and Robin Moses head that up in this area of the country. And their grandson, Shakur Stevenson, man, that guy, he's knocking him out, knocking him down, John.
So really, huh?
Highlight that. Yeah, man, he's stepping up to the plate, man, and putting his money where his mouth is, right? And he doesn't shy away from any challenge, you know? And so, and he's very, very, very entertaining. And that's what the sport of boxing
is. That's right, yeah.
And the science of boxing, and it's becoming highlighted in this community for sure, in Newark, New Jersey. So you can follow along on Enlighten Radio Thursday morning.
What weight class?
Update.
What weight class Shakur, is he fighting in?
What is Shakur? Shakur is, I think
135?
Welter, 135. What class is that?
What would that be?
Welterweight.
He's smaller than that, isn't it? Well, anyway, he's at 135. He's at 135, but
right,
you know, his skill set and his focus is like what Brother Travis was talking about, what happens early in the morning or when people become regulated in their lives, like having a regulated nervous system, and or not just so much regulated right now, just to get the information about what exactly is going on in your body, your mind, and your spirit. Last words, Travis? You got something for us? Give us something juicy, Travis. Yeah. Take us in and lead us toward whatever your endeavor or whatever we started talking about this morning, just lead us to that so that we can buy your books and listen to your tapes and follow along.
Yeah. So to close out, I just want to first of all say thank you all for inviting me for this opportunity to be here. I am very inspired. I am very motivated to be a change agent during my time on this earth. And I feel like, again, with anything you want to accomplish, take it brick by brick. And I'm going to close it out with a short poem, if that's okay.
I'd love to. Great.
Boy, yeah.
All right. So this poem is called Invictus, and it's one of the poems that I recite when I wake up in the morning. It goes, out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud under the bludgeon of chance. My head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms, but the horror of the shade and the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. Peace and love.
All right. Take care, everybody. It's late, but everything comes next.
All right. Okay, John.